This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Well, here we are. Monday, February 19th, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show, standing in for Alex today. I'm Owen Schroyer. And we will be hearing from Alex shortly on the other side of this break. Now, every time a shooting like this happens, they want to talk about guns. Like, that's the only issue at hand here. Even though there are numerous other issues at hand here, such as mental health, big pharmaceutical drugs, etc. But this always turns into a political football after this. Darren McBreen put together this video montage explaining just that.
Today, the 18th school shooting in the past 45 days happened in Parkland, Florida, leaving 17 people dead.
This year, there have already been 18 school shootings.
Those 18 school shootings so far this year, shocking.
There's a group called Everytown. Everytown is a gun control group. And Everytown said that there were 18 school shootings in the month of January. Now, you may be wondering, why didn't I hear about those school shootings every single day? The answer is because there were not 18 school shootings in the month of January. There were more like three.
Eight now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
We cannot accept this. I can't do it, Wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
Well, I'm distraught by the emptiness, the hypocrisy of Donald Trump's words, we will do anything to protect you.
Do you feel safe tonight?
That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control led by blustery charlatans in the media. You know exactly who they are.
Hey, go to Google! They're lying to you. It is not a constitutional right to have a military-style gun, Gene. And yet, these Republicans keep spreading these lies.
Every one of these is tragic and terrible and an act of evil. That does not mean that 18 happened. So I think that it's just important to get the statistic correct. Like, this is, you wonder why the people don't trust the media. It's because the media don't bother to do any of this. They just give you the bottom line, 18 school shootings. And then the minute you dig into it, you realize there were not 18 school shootings. There were three.
There is not a constitutional right. There is not a God-given right. There is not a fundamental right as an American to possess weapons of war.
What we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids.
And we've got Jimmy Kimmel bashes gun rights. We can show you the article on Infowars.com with Jimmy Kimmel with video and photos of his bodyguards with their Glock pistols and more tucked in at his offices and at his house that protect him, but he says you can't have a gun.
No more guns! No more guns! No more guns! No more guns!
If these same gun enthusiasts were black and brown people with locks or braids and fatigues with guns, I have a feeling that some of the people watching me right now might be a lot more willing to have a gun debate conversation right now.
A Time magazine headline blared the following. Accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz was a member of a white supremacist group. PBS, UpRocks, many others. Big news organizations ran stories claiming that this was confirmed by the leader of this white nationalist group.
The president didn't have a lot to say today about what he actually plans to do about school shootings. Donald Trump does nothing.
Once again, we see the urgency for Congress to take true common sense action to prevent gun violence.
The goal? Gun
gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population.
An armed militia is in the possibility that it all goes wrong. That's what it's for. It's not for when everything's going right. It's for when it all goes wrong. To deny the possibility that it could all go wrong, to me, you're lying.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then finding and imprisoning those who resist.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I want to live in a world with real equality. I want to live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. An equal world. I want to see white mothers on TV crying.
And there you have it. Chris Rock says he wants to live in a world of true equality where we see the same per capita number of white young people, white children being shot, being killed, being murdered. Well, Mr. Rock, you're going to have to somehow get young white kids to behave like the young black inner city kids, where you have 95% of the crime in cities like Chicago being black-on-black crime. You're going to have to somehow get white youth to behave in that same barbarous, murderous form. You're going to have to get them to not take responsibility for themselves, like the black leadership has helped blacks do, and help promote a gangster shoot-em-up thug culture. You're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to go further, Mr. Rock. You're going to have to continue to sell the white population on what the blacks have been sold on, to abort 52% of their babies before they're born. Oh, but see, the fact that almost 95% of the deaths of blacks are abortion isn't something you want to talk about. No. You want to talk about the blacks that are shot and killed and then project responsibility onto that in a racist way onto white people as a blanket statement, because you're on Netflix, a globalist combine that almost every show it puts out has anti-American globalist messages. Because that's what you are, a teleprompter reading nobody, little thug, racist scumbag, going along with the entire huge narrative that's being pushed everywhere that, oh, if you're a white woman and have a white baby, abort it, in the major feminist magazines. And white genocide is a good thing, and whites' genetics are inherently bad. We've all seen out at the universities, and oh, we're having No Whites Day, coming up at Evergreen College, or you look at colleges in the Midwest, where they come out and say no whites allowed on the commons area for a week, and you've got the white woman saying, get me some muscle over here. This is the true face of evil. This is the true face of propaganda. This is the true face of division by the big mega corporations, the big filthy Hollywood-owned, Chi-Com globalist, China-Wood-owned system to demoralize and destroy this country with sick little mercenary pimps, sick little gremlin pimps, sick little jester pimps, selling out not just the black people, but everybody else with venomous hatred, with a big big, sickening studio audience of Netflix liberal trendies giggling and laughing and cheering like bloodthirsty banshees when they hear about white kids being killed. Because somehow if we kill some white people, that'll fix everything. Somehow if we deal with them. Meanwhile, the Muslims have been backed by the globalists and the left to kill millions and millions and millions and enslave women. But that's okay. Statistically, it's leftist ideologies that have killed over 200 million people in the 20th and 21st centuries alone. You are the people with blood on your hands. You are the people that have destroyed society. You are the globalists that destroy every city that you control. Where the Democrats are in command, like Chicago, highest crime rate in the world. Then you've got Mexico with total disarmament of their population, no Second Amendment, highest crime rate in the world for a country, hundreds of thousands of dead. Oh, but Chris Rock, he doesn't want to talk about that because he's the darling of the corporate media to sit up there and spew that evil and spew that venom and invoke the most anti-Martin Luther King racist garbage the world has ever seen. But as Hollywood's ratings plunge, as the NFL's ratings plunge, as the Oscars plunge, as the Olympics plunge, as all of these tools of globalist propaganda fall apart, they're only getting more intense, more venomous, more bullying, and an attempt to get control of the group consciousness. But it's failed. And black people, white people, you name it, across the board, are waking up. Yes, there's minorities of people out there that are still brainwashed and dumbed down. But on average, people see through this propaganda because it's gotten so intense, and the worm is turning. Then we've got all these clips where they're on the Sunday news show saying we need to ban the Second Amendment outright. And the New York Times comes out and says ban the Second Amendment outright. All this weekend, flying their flags openly that you bet we want to confiscate your guns. All along, you were right. We really want your guns. The idea that an individual can defend themselves is a crime. And we're going to sit there and disarm all of you, just like these schools are victim disarmament zones, so none of you can protect yourselves, not just from the lone nuts hopped up on drugs and all the rest of it, but from the powerful globalist state itself. All these people, all these Hollywood scum, the Chris Rocks of the world, the Michael Moores of the world, they are your mortal enemy. They've all got their own bodyguards. They all live behind walls. They are sick. Hollywood pushes their violent agenda. They are frauds. Rebuke them. Pull away from them. Come out of them. They are our enemies, and they only survive because they suck off our cultural and psychological and financial blood. Now, back to Owen Schroyer and the live global transmission.
With real equality. I want to live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. An equal world. I want to see white mothers on TV crying.
Now, this is a very conflated issue about race and violence in this country. And there's so many different angles to cover, it's almost impossible to recall all of it. But there's this tinge of racism. There's this fomenting of a racial divide. And you just have to sit back and think, when did we get here in America? When did this become an issue again? It's the same dynamic with the Black Panther movie coming out, which I saw this weekend. I'll do a review on it later, but it's all about black versus white. And then Chris Rock does his comedy special, which I'm being told is for Netflix. And if that's the case, oh, wow, what do you know? Another example, Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Chris Rock. I'm sure there are others. Those are just the ones that I've seen where they do a comedy special and you watch the thing and it's like, oh, this is funny. There's no political agenda here. It's just good comedy. Everyone's an open target. Everything's funny. It's fair observations. And then you can tell there's always one portion, whether it be Chappelle or Williams or now Chris Rock, where it's like, okay, where did that come from? Not only is it not funny, now I'm being lectured to, clearly some political agenda behind it. So I don't know. If I'm some comedian that can't get a big special, can't get the $1 million deal, and I'm behind on some mortgages, say, or something like that. I'm just proposing a situation that could be happening here. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out. We're all on the same team here, just trying to figure it out. I mean, I don't think Chris Rock actually hates white people. He doesn't actually want white people to die. But why did he say that? I don't know. Maybe Netflix says, look, we're not going to give you this deal unless you give some of our political, you know, our political message in there. Just pepper it in there. You'll get the special. It'll be just fine. Do whatever you want for the other 40 minutes, but give us 10 minutes of our political spiel. And so then they get the special. And I don't know when this was recorded. I imagine that that was recorded before the shooting in Florida, because what happened at the shooting in Florida? 14 students died, most of which were white. So I guess maybe be careful what you wish for? Or is it not enough dead white children? Not even that it matters that it's white. But where is Chris Rock? Not to make it about Chris Rock, it's just that is the timely talking point right now, the timely subject. But where is all of that? Where is all of these people? And you know what? It all ties in. That's the thing about it. It's all tying into the same message, whether it be Black Panther is all about black people. No, it actually was just a movie. In fact, I don't even think the people behind it really had that much of an agenda except to put out a movie. Oh, more white babies need to die, says Chris Rock. He doesn't actually mean that. Why is he saying that? What is with this divide? It's all the same thing. It's all about dividing people up, having some race-based system where you're constantly trying to judge the other person. Oh, what are they thinking about me? I wonder what they're thinking about me. Oh, we're a different skin color. Where did all of this come from, though? Was it like this 10 years ago? No, it honestly wasn't. This is post-Obama. I'm not blaming Obama. I'm just putting out a fact. None of this was an issue. We weren't being divided on race until after Obama, a black president that was voted in by white people, and then Black Panther breaks records, but somehow we're racist.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Quality. I want to live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. An equal world. I want to see white mothers on TV crying.
Supposed to be a joke that is not very funny, and it really doesn't make sense, does it? Unless, of course, who's ever pulling the strings there is telling these comedians, you better insert our political message or you're not going to get a deal. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in today. We're going to be hearing from Alex later on in this hour. But you hear that clip of Chris Rock, and it reminds me of something that I noticed myself during a social experiment I did last week. And I bet the crew of the War Room can attest to this. So last Thursday and Friday, I began a social experiment, and I started to follow liberals on social media, even getting notifications. So, like the Adam Schiffs, the Eric Swalwells, the Chris Hayes, Joe Scarboroughs. It was about 15 to 20 of these liberals, leftist Democrats that I started following religiously, getting notifications, seeing everything they say. And if you listen to the War Room Friday, you'll notice I was a little angry. Like my patience had run out. And it had. And it still is out. But I realized something over the weekend, and then listening to the Chris Rock clip, these people are trying to induce anger and hatred. That's what they're doing. They're gaslighting America into a fight. Not only do they want the people that know they're lying to be angry, because that's a natural response when you're lied to, is to get upset about it, and then you just repeat that over and over and over again, it just builds up. But on the other side of things, the people actually believe them and listen to them, they're experiencing this too. They're the ones being fomented into violence. They're the ones being told they're fighting Hitler. They're the ones being told they're righteous in their social justice warrior mentality, even though it's all fake, it's all bought and paid for. It's all agenda driven. That's why it's so hard to connect all these dots. It all comes down to this story. American number one enemy at world government summit. That's not a story. You can't have a world government with America. That's the point. That's why they have to end America. That's why they're fomenting the left into a civil war. That's why they needed Hillary Clinton to sell this country down the drain. That's why they want to kill Trump. That's why they want to remove Trump from office. That's why Hillary Clinton colluded with the FBI, the DOJ, foreign intelligence assets, and Russia to keep Trump out of office. But then you realize, when you actually follow these people, when you actually follow the idols of the left, when you actually follow the fake intellectuals at the top of the liberal movement, you realize they are invoking hatred. They are invoking anger. Why do you think Chris Rock says he wishes more white people were dead? It's all about that thought that is already in, I guess it's in black people's heads. They think they can water this seed of anti-white racism and say, yeah, oh, Chris Rock doesn't like white people? Chris Rock wants white people to die? Okay. Yeah, it's cool then. It's cool then. I can be outspoken. I can say that. I can hate whitey. Forget reality and statistics and what Martin Luther King said and, you know, everything that's possible in America. Chris Rock said, hate whitey. Yeah. MSNBC said, hate whitey. Van Jones said, it's a white lash. The Austin American Statesman said, the biggest terror is white men. The Texas State University School newspaper said that white DNA is an abomination. How about this today? Yale University teaches students counter narratives around whiteness. It's all about anti-white. Where did this come from? When did this become an issue? It wasn't when I was growing up. Why is it an issue now? Why did it happen after Obama? This was a tweet I put out from the War Room. Amazing how a country that elected a black president twice, celebrates Black History Month, most popular entertainers are black, has virtue signaling social justice messages everywhere in entertainment, and is about to set box office records on a black superhero movie, is still considered racist. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could bow down, beg for, forgive me, black people. It doesn't matter. You're still whitey. You're still bad. You can't prove that you're not racist. Trump can't prove he's not racist because the very notion that he's racist, the very belief that he's racist isn't real. It's fake. It's fabricated. It's fomented. And so now what do? They send their operatives in higher education to say white is bad. They send their operatives in the mainstream media to say that white people are bad. They send their operatives in the entertainment industry to say that white people are bad. And then you wonder why the left is so filled with hate and rage and anger for America, for the family, for God, for themselves, for everything. It's because that's the message that they keep getting. Hate whitey, hate conservatives, hate Trump, hate America. Everything's racist. Trump's a misogynist. Trump's a xenophobe. Oh, he's married to an immigrant. He's married multiple immigrants. He's a xenophobe. Yes. It doesn't make any sense at all. And then they have this huge deal about the Black Panther movie. And then I actually go watch it, and it's not even a political agenda. It's just a movie. But, it's a black cast, so we have to praise it and love it. It's 100% review on Rotten Tomatoes. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I'd give it a 65%. I'd give it a 65%. Maybe 70 at the highest. Not a bad movie. Not because it had some political agenda, just because it wasn't that good for me. Didn't think the character development was there. But it's all black people, so we have to say it's so good. We're going to get more to that than in stacks of news later, folks. But look, InfoWars is under tremendous censorship. We don't talk about it enough. And it's honestly unbelievable behind the scenes what we go through. So the only way we're able to operate is InfoWarsStore.com. That keeps us independent. That keeps us basically run by you, supported by you. So we've got great specials going. And Super Blue is 50% off right now, folks. This is selling out quickly. So we've decided we're going to keep the 50% off special, even though it's causing us to sell out of our supply. So we're going to keep the special at 50% off. But just be warned, it's not going to last much longer because supplies are about to be sold out. So instead of going full price where we could sell the product and sell out by the time we're due for another shipment, we decided just to continue to sell it at 50% off, and then we'll be out of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste until our next shipment comes in. So if you're about to run out and you're a regular user, make sure you get to InfoWarsStore.com now and get your Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste because it is about to sell out. Now, if you are on the AutoShip program, you don't have to worry about this because with the AutoShip program, we guarantee it to be in stock for you. So we hold some back whenever we are about to run out like this for our AutoShip customers, which also gives you an extra 10% discount. So Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is about to be sold out. We're going to keep the 50% off special, but that means it's going to sell out. So if you need some Super Blue or you're ready to try it, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, the best toothpaste in the world. We'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's so much news to cover today. I'm going to try to get through all of it in the 3 hours I have before we go to Gerald Celente. Alex Jones joins us in the next segment to break something down that's key And it all ties back into the main story, which is, I mean, this is honestly behind everything. There's all the little angles. There's all the different battlefields. There's all the different information warfare and psychological warfare. But it's all, this is, see, it all comes down to this. America, number one enemy at World Government Summit. Folks, this has always been the story. You can't have a world government if America still exists. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? Do you get it? Do you get what that means? That means as long as the American flag still flies, freedom still exists on Earth. That's what it means. Not a globalist flag, an American flag. Imagine a time traveler traveling through time and space, and every time he comes back to planet Earth, he says, does that star-spangled banner still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? And if they say yes, he means that means freedom still exists on Earth. And if they say no, then it doesn't. And he probably goes somewhere else to a different time or dimension. But I was having a conversation with Matt, one of our great crew members here during the break, and he made a good point to try to put a bookend on what I was saying about, which is it's impossible to do because this is such a convoluted issue. But they're selling hate and they're selling liberalism. But it's all a disguise. It's so Chris Rock goes out there and he's joking. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wish more white people were dead. I wish white mothers were crying on television. Oh, it's all funny. It's all a joke. No, it's comedy, but it's hate disguised as comedy. It's not actually comedy. It's hate with the mask of comedy. It's hate with the veil of comedy, but it's not funny, and people see through it now. Just like liberalism, it's not actually liberalism. It's globalism disguised as liberalism. It's globalism with the mask of liberalism. It's all fake. It's all bought and paid for. Just like George Soros spending millions and millions of dollars on local elections. Nobody's talking about it. Spending millions of dollars on local elections. Why? Why does George Soros want to buy every district attorney in the United States? Oh, so that his Antifa minions and his illegal aliens can get away with crimes. Oh, and then there's that. George Soros' son is now donating more than $500,000 to the Democrats. The Soros is all the Democrats have now. They don't have any funding without the Soros. George Soros is funding the entire Democrat Party, and Hillary Clinton is still running it. You cannot make this up. It's crazy. So I don't even know where to go here. It's all insane. It's all the battle for America. It's all the battle for the future. Here we are. Slap yourself in the face and get ready. Buckle up. Here comes another week of the info war. Now, I remember seeing stories about the Black Panther like a month ago, and I'm sure the crew can find this, a month ago, 2 months ago, where you had all these GoFundMe accounts with thousands and thousands of dollars. They were getting these GoFundMe accounts to go send inner city kids on a field trip to see Black Panther. And I saw that and I was like, okay, what is going on here? And immediately I was like, this is a political issue. Never before have you seen money sent to GoFundMe accounts to send children to a movie. I've never heard of that before. Probably will never hear about it again. And this was going on for the Black Panther. So, and then the left turns it into this political football where they're like, oh, if you're white, you can't go see the Black Panther. Or, oh, this is a great time for black people. Finally, a black superhero. Yeah, there it is. Look at that. Over $50,000 raised. Help children see Black Panther. Why? And then the funny thing about it, folks. I mean, here I am covering the Florida shooting. There's all this crazy news about it. All of this stuff is now surfacing on Sheriff Israel. It's so crazy. I don't even want to get into it. It's like you can't even believe it. He's hanging out with Hillary Clinton. He's got videos online of people accusing him of stuff you wouldn't even believe. And it's just like, and from years ago. And then I'm sitting here dealing with this Black Panther thing. And then you go, and so it's like, I'm wondering, is a cigar ever just a cigar anymore? Like, will I ever cover you don't even want to talk about this, but it's like, will I ever cover a mass shooting and it will just be a mass shooting? Or is there always going to be an FBI cover-up? Is there always going to be some weird deal with the shooter? Is the FBI always going to have the information before it went down? Why does this happen every time? And so then you get the Black Panther movie. The left turns it into this political football. And then you actually go see it and you realize it's almost a relief. For the first time ever, a cigar is just a cigar. The Black Panther movie was just a movie. It was just a movie. It wasn't dominated by political overtones. It wasn't dominated with some black message. Sure, it had some messages in there, but it didn't overwhelm the film. And then if you actually break it down, I mean, honestly, the plot of the Black Panther actually deals with a lot of nationalistic messages. The country of Wakanda has a wall around it. It's shrouded in secrecy. They don't take any refugees. They don't take any migrants. I mean, it's 100% nationalistic. Their country first, 100% of the time. And then there's like this background message. Again, they didn't even turn it into a black-white thing. I mean, a little bit they did. They say, okay, inner city, you know, black children, we can help them. Okay, fine. It didn't overwhelm the film. And then there's this other thing about secret technology, unleashing the secret technology, sharing the secret technology with the world that's been hidden in the secret society. That's what Trump is doing. That's what Trump has said. So for once, a cigar was just a cigar. But we're so racist, and we're racist against black people, even though this Black Panther movie, not even that good, again, it's not bad, but it's not that good, shatters box office records. For a decent movie, halfway good movie, not that good, shatters all the box office records. Why? Because the political left turned it into a political football about black people. This country doesn't care if you're black or white. If you put out a good product, they will consume it. That's what it comes down to. That's why the NBA ratings are up. What is the NBA, like 90% black people? Their ratings are skyrocketing. Oh, but we're racist. You just elected a black president twice. Keep telling me how the whitey's racist, though. It's all about anti-white. It's all about the left dividing and conquering America because you cannot have a global government without America. Yeah, there's the story. NBA enjoying rating surge while NFL flounders. And you've got the LeBron James and all these guys coming up. They've got their political messages. And it's nothing new. It just gets headlines. What, I'm supposed to expect LeBron James to understand geopolitics? This is, you know, one of the best basketball players in the world. How is he possibly supposed to know everything about geopolitics and domestic politics? I'm not trying to be as Laura Ingraham says it, just go dribble a basketball. And that's what she said, and that's what he does, and he's the best at it, and he wins, and he makes millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he gets all this attention, and he has millions of followers. He's huge. This guy's LeBron James. He travels the world. He's a world traveler. He's famous everywhere he goes. Every city in America he goes to, no matter if it's black people, white people, they pay hundreds of dollars to see him play, and they're not like, oh, it's a black guy. I don't want to. No, they don't care. He's fun to watch. But the left cannot get past the racial division lines, because just like the story says, and it's never changed, it's been the same thing forever. America is the number one enemy at the World Government Summit. Now, it wouldn't be if Hillary Clinton was the leader of our country, because she would sell us out to the world government. Trump will not. Trump believes in the national anthem. Trump believes in America. Trump believes in freedom. Trump believes in independence. That's why they have to remove Trump so they can destroy America. Alex Jones on the other side.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Isn't the difficulty here legislatively the Constitution, which is Bret Stephens' point in the New York Times, which is he's calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment, and he says the United States has by far more guns and more hands than any other country in the developed world. It has by far the highest incidence of firearm-related homicides and suicides. Correlation is not causation, but since Americans aren't dramatically crazier than other nationalities, what other explanation is there? However, it is in our Constitution, right. Unlike right. Other Western democracies.
It's here, ladies and gentlemen, the next big assault on the Second Amendment. No amount of background checks, no amount of gun control will stop evil people with evil intentions from doing harm with baseball bats, knives, 18-wheelers, and firearms. Just like you can't stop somebody from dragging their life down to the edge of the lake and holding them underwater till they drown. I know I'm stating the incredibly moronically obvious fact here, but that's the logic, the glaring, emblazoned logic that the mainstream media and the deceivers who inhabit upside-down world are trying to push on us. Right in front of me, I've got articles out of the news where reporters are saying, well, if we had more abortions in this world, there'd be less kids killed. Now, think about that logic. I see the sign all over the news. I see it as the new logo, the new pitch. Not one more. Stop it now. Don't let one more person ever get killed. Every time somebody gets shot, it's gun owner's fault. If you just give your rights up, this one in. Think about how fundamentally twisted that is, that all of us are guilty because someone does something wrong. No. We're innocent until proven guilty. When bad people do things, they're punished. And notice the bad guy went to a victim disarmament zone, another place where he knew there'd be a bunch of disarmed people. And then notice, of course, he turned out he was on psychotropic drugs. And it turned out the FBI was warned over and over again. And it turns out the school knew and banned him having a backpack. But no one would let them protect themselves. It's incredible. And now we have NBC this weekend coming out and saying, oh, look, let's just ban the Second Amendment. Let's be honest about it. Okay, the Supreme Court says it's a right. We're going to take it. The New York Times comes in and says, yeah, let's do it. But, you know, they're not going to get rid of the bodyguards for all of those talk show hosts making millions of dollars a year. They're not going to get rid of that for people like Michael Moore, who I've seen with the 6 bodyguards that actually tried to manhandle me till I elbowed them back. No, they see you as their prey. The Bernie Sanders of the world want you disarmed, just like the proto-globalists did in the Soviet Union. And now, if you go to the headlines that festoon the fake stream media, you see their next move. CNN, marches, walkouts, and sit-ins. Gun control battle heads to the streets. And then it says, oh, the Women's March, and oh, Black Lives Matter, and all these groups that are so grassroots, they're like AstroTurf at Cowboys Stadium. Why, they're going to lend their support to the new student movement that's anti-gun, that's going to have walkouts and sit-ins and highways blocked and marches saying, not one more of us killed. As we sit here in victim disarmament centers that the media advertises for mental patients to go attack, we want to be used as shills here. And, of course, all the young, smart students that come on our show and others, including victims, say they don't want gun control. They understood what happened. The hero coach saved so many people that got killed. He was pro-Trump. Their voices don't get heard because speaking for them is all the George Soros-funded groups. And that's all this is now, is the latest tentacle of the George Soros group. Supposedly represents women and now young people and students. And I see the same few spokespersons on every TV channel spouting the line, hashtag enough walkout, as they crank up their next big social movement to not just break up our families, but now disarm us and complete our journey into slavery and economically bankrupt us. Not one more. The idea that you can ban evil instead of just curtailing it, blocking it, and having good people set up defenses against it. The idea is, it's a march for our lives and demanding Trump protect us when it was the FBI and others that stood down. But here comes the National Day of Action against gun violence in schools. And the media lies and says gun violence is way up when it's down almost 60% since 1992. And mass shootings are flat, despite the fact the media hypes it and hypes it and hypes it. So to gun owners, to libertarians, to conservatives, we're going to have to get aggressive. They're trying to bully us yet once again. They've got Mitt Romney, as we told you 6 months ago, first. Next year's news today, getting ready to run for the Senate so he can look like a winner, kind of like Hillary did for the New York Senate, so he can run for Orrin Hatch's seat and be positioned to come in after Trump. He says time to ban the assault rifles, and they've got the bill introduced right now. Dianne Feinstein, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. So there you go, the next big fight's here. They're going to have their town halls run by fake news media, CNN. They're going to have everybody piling on. They're going to have Trump say, well, I do want to go after people that are mentally ill. We should have better background checks. Over and over again, people have been in mental institutions. They've been violent. They've been dishonorably discharged, like in the Texas case, and nothing's done. Follow the law. But instead, they have a stand down, just like San Bernardino, where the FBI was trying to stop them for 2 years, and they got a criminal investigation of the FBI going, Obama did, for civil rights violations, for them wanting to get a wiretap of the mosque and of the two particular individuals that did the shooting later. So when we say false flag, it's the false flag that they allow this to go on and turn off the default warning systems. This guy called himself, Nicholas Cruz called himself the school shooter. And he got all the other anomalies. It's just crazy. But notice they had to drop Vegas because that unraveled as an Islamic operation, gun running things so quickly. But this, they've been able to get their narrative together, and they're coming after the Second Amendment. And believe me, folks, they are not above staging big events as they've been caught, or just making stuff up like the babies in the incubators to get us into the Iraq war. So now is the time for maximum vigilance and to pray for the families of those who were attacked, but to also remember that statistically this is one of the rarest ways to die, just like great white shark attack is very rare, but they hype it and most people won't swim in the ocean above their head because they think Jaws is real. And it's just total, complete propaganda. We're going to go back to Owen Schroyer and the live transmission and a bunch of the special guests today. Please don't forget that the enemy isn't just coming after our Second Amendment. They're coming after our free speech. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. They're trying to ban us from advertising. That's why you bypass them at InfoWarsStore.com, and it changes the whole world. We've got to end this special the next few days because I don't want to run out of Super Blue toothpaste before we get more in April. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to regular price here very, very soon, but it's still 50% off fortified with iodine and colloidal silver, 50% off the children's and adults and the mouthwash. We also, again, have great high-quality toothbrushes that are fortified with colloidal silver as well, both mechanical and hand-powered, classic. We also have the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 400-plus milligrams of curcumin with a 95% rating. The average group out there has 3% in its actual strength. That's the Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's about to go off sale for 50% off. Body's. Again, it's just excellent. We've got the Icarin Liver and Kidney Detox, super high quality as well, highest concentration. We've got the Pollen Block, all of that 50% off, and it's going to have to end in the next few days. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But thank you for standing with us and getting great products that help you and your family at the same time, a real total 360 win. And by committing to continue to do that, you get great products and fund the operation. So we wouldn't be here without you. You are the InfoWar. An additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Free shipping on orders $50 or more. There's a serious war on for your mind, and we are beginning to win it with logic and facts, but we've got to continue to fight hard.
And part of that war is fake news staging things, staging events, staging protests. They've been caught doing this multiple times. CNN is the, well, I mean, I guess the most caught news organization doing this with Jaco pretending to be in Kabul getting bombed years ago, totally fake, in an Atlanta basement, to the fake protests where they were handing out hijabs and having people getting ready to what say. Now, the story's on InfoWars.com. CNN organizing anti-gun debate in Florida. Apparently, they're practicing it. They're staging it right now. And this is the InfoWar. This is what CNN does. Do they not just report fake news? They literally make fake news by staging things. That's CNN. That's the Communist News Network. They belong in North Korea.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The science.